I welcome you for this evening's katha. It is when we speak about Krishna amongst devotees, we always have heard that this is for the pleasure of Krishna. In all traditions of giving kathas, there's always a seat arranged for Krishna to sit down and take part. So today we will hear about this particular part of the of Krishna's daily pastimes, where he returns home after herding the cows. There's a very blissful description about how Balaram felt. The cows all blissfully returned home with raised ears and tails. Imagine the cows having their ears up and their tails up, filling the sky with dust thrown up by their hooves, while the cowherd boys stayed back and danced behind them. Amongst them, Balaram was holding his horn to his moon-like mouth, and he loudly called to the cows. He was deluded by intoxication. His gait was unsteady, and his eyes were rolling, and his words were not clearly audible due to his stuttering voice. Balaram is full of love. Whom he loves? Krishna. Keeping a rope for binding the calves on his shoulder, he walked like a mad elephant, loudly calling out, "Krishna, Krishna, Kanai, Kanai," calling his cows with his own flute. He stayed in the middle of the group, because he was so ecstatic. He needed to stay in the middle of the group, because if he would not have left and right devotees, or cowherd boys, sorry, who went home, he would perhaps stay in the forest out of ecstasy, forgetting to go home. This we read today in the Kartik inspirations, that the land of Vrindavan, there is the goddess of fortune walking around and giving bliss to the companions of Krishna as a service to Krishna. When you can catch her or be caught by her, that is your great fortune. So the boys' horns and flutes played in the same note, and all the people of Braj heard it. They were not tone deaf, they were all on the right pitch. Mother Yashoda and Father Nanda were delighted, and the gopis had goose pimples of ecstasy all over their bodies. Thus everyone forgot the sorrow of lamentation. Why were they lamenting? All day Krishna was gone. And we heard yesterday a very ecstatic comparison how Yashoda feels in the absence of Krishna, like an empty glass bottle which once carried musk fragrance. But now, where the musk is gone, the glass bottle has actually no real value, no? So when Krishna is gone, they feel like this, the Brijbasi. The nectar of their life is gone. So when the cowherd boys reached the village of Yavad, there they sorted out their groups of cows and took leave of one another. You know, they go in different directions. At that time, one devotee runs to Srimati Radharani and say, "Hear me, O Sundana. Now go and meet." Daguji, Dagulaji, Radhe, Radhe. You're welcome. You're most welcome. So nice to see you. Radhe, Radhe. Already your son.
Yes.
Our Shivam has brought us everywhere, and we were thinking of you. See, we have this. So we will just okay. Good, Bananani, I continue. So as the cowherd boys approached the village Vrindavan, they stop, and there is one song where Krishna turns to all the cowherd boys and tells them how they have made him so happy by being with him and filling him with the joy he becomes so emotionally moved. The first he smiles and then he looks on the ground. He's so grateful to his sakas. Then Krishna counts all the cows before they go home to Nandishwara. You can imagine Krishna has a mind like the sky, where he knows each single cow, which is like a singular star. The sky knows all the stars. So Krishna knows in his mind not only all the cows, Krishna knows in his mind each single one of us and how we feel. And when Krishna sees that one cow is missing, he calls the cow by name. Some cows deliberately, intentionally hide because there is no greater bliss in the heart of the cow than to be called by Krishna. Hey, hey, Shavali, hey. Where are you? And then the cow comes joyfully out of hiding, and the ears are up and the tail is up from joy, and it comes. When every cow is accounted for, they are divided into all their groups, the boys blow in their horns and in their flutes. That's very joyful. And they arrive in Nandagram. As they come home, the whole village greets them and they shout out, Jai Ram! Jai Krishna! Jai Ram! Jai Krishna! Yeah. Then at long last, we have heard before that Yashoda Mai was going in and out of the house, and now her Vatsalya Prem knows no bound. They feel a little bit like flowers. All the Nandishwar people like flowers that have wilted and shrinkled and dried up in the sun during the day. But now where Krishna comes home, it is as if a monsoon, a cloud of bliss, nourishes them, and they all blossom and look healthy and enthusiastic. Now Krishna is totally covered with dust. In fact, it is described that he looks very whitish. Only in his face there are perspiration which runs down and washes. So there are lines like perspiration roads in his face, and that looks a very, very beautiful. Nanda Maharaj sees Krishna and Balaram, and you must know Yashoda and Nanda don't make any difference between Krishna and Balaram. They don't say Balaram is the son of Rohini and Krishna is ours. No, their son. It is their son, same son. And they, what Nanda Maharaj does is he takes them on the lap and smells the head. The smell one's head, the head of someone, is a sign of great affection.
Yes. So at that time, all the cowherd boys, they are now feeling trouble because they have to go home and separate from Krishna and Balaram, and they will spend the whole night in the house, and they will always wake up, and they come already by 2 o'clock in the morning and knock at Yashoda's house. When does Krishna come for cowherding? And he says, Yashoda, he needs to sleep. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Then they go home. After 1 hour, it's 3 o'clock. And again they come.
Krishna, where's Krishna? 3 o'clock, he needs to sleep. And this way they come many times because they cannot exist without Krishna. And this, the idea of Braj, we were today also reading from Braj Vilasava, is without Krishna, the Brajavasi feel almost dead. There's no utsaha, no enthusiasm to do anything. Without Krishna, there's no life force. Food doesn't taste, they don't eat food. But when Krishna comes, everything is there. Now this time of the day, when Krishna returns, is very important for us sadhakas. You must know that in the life of a devotee there are two perfections. One is Swarup Siddhi, is when he can remember Krishna so much that he goes in his mind into Krishna's pastimes. That is Swarup Siddhi. It is a high level of Krishna consciousness. But there is even a higher level. It's called Vastu Siddhi, when you have your eternal spiritual body, and in that spiritual body, not just in the mind, in the meditation, you go enter Krishna's pastimes. So for Gop Kumar, that that's why we like the pastimes so much. The time when he entered in his Vastu Siddhi, his spiritual body, into Krishna's pastime was this scene when Krishna comes home with the cowherd boys. This was also the first, Krishna Murari and myself, we went to Dohan, where is that, the place outside of Nandishwar? Domilan.
In this pastimes from
Tirthadamba
up till Krishna Kund.
Yeah, up till Krishna Kund. But we talked when we went to Domilan Kund that Krishna, the cows look as one big stream, mostly white, and Krishna and Balaram look like two captains on that boat, on that stream. And we talked about this, I remember. I remember during our
time in Domilan Kota, but maybe at another time. So tomorrow, my dear devotees, we enter another pastime time, the Shayana Lila, which takes place from 6 o'clock to 8:24. Tomorrow, if Krishna wants, we will hear what is taking place at the time when we do our Damodar Puja. Now I want to request Krishna Murari to please come here, sit briefly, and explain something. We will put this
In the eternal Leela of Braj, there are always two parties. At one moment, there will be always two parties, one the happy party, one sad party. In the mornings, the Brajabasis, who like gopis, and the other elderly men who don't go to the forest, they are happy because Krishna is there. The gopas are not happy because, you know, Krishna cannot spend so much time with the gopas. But as soon as Krishna starts to go to the forest, the creatures of the forest, they become happy because Krishna is coming. Even it is said the yellow grass, which feels so much separation from Krishna, starts blossoming into green. Just by the arrival, as soon as everyone hears that Krishna is soon coming to the forest. And when in the evening, the parties change. The creatures, they become very sad, that the peacock starts weeping. Even the small squirrels which we see, they beat up their chest like this. Why is Krishna leaving? The most beautiful grass, which is green, starts turning yellow, that into a pale situation where Krishna is soon going. And although it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, there are different things which, and there's one shloka, mat bhayat vati vato yam suryastapati mat bhayat varshati indro dhatya agni mrityuscharati mat bhayat. Krishna says, because of my fear, all the other things, you know, like the sun has warmth, the wind blows, Indra gives rains. So although all these things happen because we hear this, that it happens because of fear, but into the internal realm of Golok Braj, everything happens not by fear, everything happens with love. When the time of the evening comes, at that time, the sun takes his leave. As soon as the sun goes to the western horizon, it feels like as if a participant in a drama or a theater takes his leave. His role has ended, and as if the sun goes to the western horizon, it is almost paying dandavats to Thakurji and then leaving softly. And the forest, the Vanadevi, she also feels very sad. In one of the initial lectures which I heard from Maharaj gave one very wonderful point, that the Mother Earth, she feels so much pain by the scratchings of the sharp hooves of the cows when they are returning back from the forest. But Mother Earth feels so much pain, but she is ready to bear all the pain because the soft lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram are also touching her. One pain is one side, but the softness of Krishna's lotus feet is on one side. She forgets everything. And in the evening, Thakurji changes his vesh. In the morning when Krishna comes, he is in Raja vesh. He has all the ornaments, something from silver, gold or something, because he is the son of Brajraj Nandarayaji. But as soon as when he starts back from the forest, he changes his vesh. Then he comes to Vanavesh, from Rajavesh to Vanavesh. Then he will take off all the ornaments of gold and everything. And there are cowherd boys who are specifically meant for, you know, taking care of the, of different things of Krishna, because they always want to take care of Krishna properly. Then he takes kundal made out of kadamba. Then rai bel mala. You know, the rai bel is a white flower which is very fragrant but very small in size. So he wears all different types of ornaments made out of flowers. Like everything is made out of natural forest flowers. And Krishna comes, but he only has a small yellow color kurta which he doesn't take off. That is known as jharuli. There is one song which describes the image of Krishna, how he looks when he is returning back. Tanak, so this is sung originally in the one of the original melodies of Braj, which is known as Rag Drupad. And those who know about the musical knowledge, they sing it very properly. The pad is Tanak So Badana Sukh. Krishna has a very small body. He's just almost 7-8 years old, so very small in size. But still, Tanak So Badana Sukh Sobha Ko Sadana Mano. But his body is the house, is the embodiment of the greatest beauty ever possible. Tanak so badan sukh sobha ko sadan mano tanak tilak. Before he has different tilak, but while going back, the gopas many a times they take dust of braj from different trees down to the trees. They make some tilak or some decorations with the dust of braj to Krishna. Tanak tilak ding tanak dithona. But they also take some black kajal and they put on the corner of the cheek of Krishna, that no evil eye should come to Krishna. Tanak jharuli so hai. He also wears that yellow kurta, jharuli. Munin ko man mohe. The greatest muni, they are hankering their whole life just to see that yellow color kurta decorating beautifully Krishna's own personal body. Bauh kamlan dhing maang, bauh kamlan dhing baithe ali chhona. And from distance, the eyebrows of Krishna look so beautiful, which are blackish in color, as if black bumblebees are sitting on a whitish color flower. Tanak si raj lagi. And then some dust which has been raised up by the hoofs of the cows comes and falls on the body of Krishna, especially on the face and the other parts of the body. Nirkhat bad bhagi, only those who are so fortunate, they can see this form of Krishna when he is, like yesterday we heard, dhul dhusar vapu. Dhul means the dust, dhusar means completely drenched. So at this time of godhuli, when the cows come from the forest, so his body is dhul dhusar vapu, the full body is filled with dust. So only those who are very fortunate, they can see some dust particles resting upon the cheeks or on the body of Krishna. Kant kantula so hai, and he has a big kantula, like a big pearl, next to his throat. Aur bag nakhna, one of the ornament which Krishna wears only during the forest pastimes is bak nakhna, is the nail of tiger. The symbol of nail of tiger means the tiger is very powerful amongst the all wild animals. So anyone who has a tiger nail in his neck, that means he has so much strength that he can overpower all the other animals. You cannot get a tiger nail without overpowering tiger. So Mother Yashoda specifically gives Krishna this tiger nail so that any of the wild animal will not never, you know, affect Krishna or try to attack Krishna. He also hears this. Nandadas Prabhu Pyare Jasoda ke Angan Khile Jako Jas Gaye Gaye Shiv Bhai Magna. And do you know what is Lord Shiva always singing? He's always singing about this form of Krishna. How does Krishna beautifully return back from the forest of Braj? Now, as soon as Krishna enters the streets of Nandagram, then he moves the cows here and there, because now his association time for the cows has ended. Now he wants to give association to others who have been waiting so lovingly. These are the gopis. Hatak hatak gaye. Krishna says, hut, 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 hut. You know, like the cows move here and there. Hatak hatak thatak rahi Nandagam gali ati sankari. The streets are very narrow. And then what happens? Then the rain begins. The rain of flowers. Champakali kundakali. The petals of champa flower. The petals of kund flower. Champakali kundakali barasat ras rang bhari. The gopis are taking different flowers and they are throwing upon Krishna. Ta upar dikhiyat likhe do aankari. If someone picks them, those flowers, he will see two letters are written on those flowers. Something is written on those flower petals. Jari kiwari jharokhan door. There are small windows, or there are some windows which have only very little space to look at. So gopis are trying their best to throw those flower petals. And as soon as those flower petals touch the body of Krishna, Krishna gets the message what the gopis are trying to convey to Krishna, where they want Krishna to come today evening in the night. But Krishna is very smart. Nandadas Prabhu Tehi Dwar Hot Thade. Krishna stands in front of the door of one gopi and looks and then again moves. He's so smart that he never says complete yes or complete no. Nandadas Prabhu Tehi Dwar Hot Thade Tehi Vachanan Man Kahu Sona Na Kari Kahu Sona Ha Kari. He doesn't say full yes or no, because he wants them to be excited. Krishna stopped today. The gopis talk amongst themselves that today he stopped in front of my door. That means definitely he is going to come. But he didn't give like a specific sign that I will definitely come. Yes, full yes and full no. He never does to anyone. So he keeps every gopi excited because they have invited dearly Krishna. As soon as he reaches Nanda Bhavan, Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they prepare various preparations and everything. And in the ending part of the night, Krishna, pretends that he is very tired and he wants to sleep. And as soon as the time comes for Krishna to sleep, he sleeps. And he just is acting to sleep up till Mother Yashoda is looking at him. And as soon as Mother Yashoda closes the curtain and goes away, he just jumps up and ready to meet the gopis. So Krishna is always trying his best to make his beloved people, beloved lovers, more excited to get him into their lives, into their days. This is something which happens eternally in the evening part of Krishna's pastime. Tomorrow we will hear about the Shayan Leela, which Maharaj has said. So we will hear about that. Radhe Shyam.
Radha Rani
Ki
Jai. Thank you very, very much. I think that was... Thank you very much for this beautiful contribution. So really when we talk about Krishna,
it must be done through the eyes of Braj. Then only we can see Krishna or understand. Thank you very much for this very wonderful. With this, our evening program stops. Jai Jai Sri Radhe.